Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we're going to talk about one man's journey from food addiction, obesity, and binge eating. I'm going to start that over. Tonight we're going to go into one man's journey from food addiction, obesity, and binge eating to overcoming all of those hurdles and now helping women of all ages, but we're going to focus on those over 40, get their fitness together. And we'll do it on this episode of the Get It Together Girl podcast.
Fun, feisty, and fabulous. Just like you, Get It Together Girl is the podcast that helps women in their fabulous 40s and feisty 50s live their best lives right now. You've got dreams. It's time to fulfill them. You've got a purpose. It's time to realize it. You have desires. Well, now is the time to satisfy them. This is your time to shine and shine bright. This is your time. Get it together, girl.
Okay, we have diets. We have food restrictions. We have relentless exercise. And now add in aging and menopause. It's no wonder it's hard for women over 40 to shed unwanted pounds. In fact, it isn't only hard to lose weight as you get older, but it's hard not to gain additional weight. Even women who didn't have any issues with weight before when they were younger find themselves struggling once they pass the big 40. So should we just accept weight gain? The muffin top and the ever-spreading backside as a cost of growing older? I mean, why continue to put in the work if the work isn't working? Well, that's where J. Scott comes in. He has a way that putting in the work will get you results. So work becomes worth it. And he isn't just a personal trainer. He's his own success story. Jay's won his fight against food addiction, overcame obesity, and battled binge eating. So he knows how real the struggle is. And as the founder of iScience Fit, he brings one-on-one personal training straight into your home. And with that, I'll introduce Jay Scott. Jay, welcome to Get It Together, girl.
Thank you, Karen. I'm happy to be here, and I'm excited to talk to you.
I'm so happy to have you because, as we talked about before the show launches, I need to get fit myself. But before we talk about what it is you do for women, could you share a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, for sure. I grew up in southeastern Kentucky, so nutrition and fitness was not exactly the top priority in that environment. It seems like the poorer the environment, the more you eat junk foods and things that just aren't that good for you. And you're in the South, so you're eating a lot of fried stuff, too. And so,
I live in Charlotte now. I'm originally from Cleveland. I love that in most circles, macaroni and cheese is considered a vegetable. But I digress. Go on.
It really is, yeah. The truth is that every vegetable is just taken and put into a vat of grease. And then as long as it has bacon in it, like bacon cooked in your soup beans, bacon cooked in your green beans. Anyway, I'm going to get off that subject. But the point of it is I didn't grow up eating healthy. I was a little bit overweight. And then I got into fitness, and that was great. I got into fitness. I got really fit. And then I had what you might call a relapse, and I just kind of gave up on it all. I was still working out, but I was eating anything I wanted to in the name of bulking up. I'm using air quotes here. And so I wanted to get big, and I ended up getting big, all right. I gained about 75 pounds of fat. And I had a 44-inch waist, and that's where I was obese, and I had to make a decision then to go back the other way.
And when you made that decision, what's one of the first things you did to kind of jumpstart your nutrition and your health?
You know, this is a really important thing. I think people, they want to go like January 1st, you know, when everybody just switches everything. They go 180. They do something totally different. They go from eating all the holiday treats to eating rice and grilled chicken and rice cakes and all these things. And the truth is that you should make small, manageable changes. And so what I did first thing was I was eating out all the time, and I was eating like extra value meals. So what I did was I cut out the fries, and I lost like 20 pounds just from cutting out French fries, because I was eating them like every day. And I also cut out, I went from whole milk down to 1% and then later down to skim. And those changes got rid of about 20 pounds of fat just immediately without making a big change to my lifestyle.
Now, I'm going to speak for a lot of my listeners who just rolled their eyes. They just rolled their eyes when you said, I gave up French fries and lost 20 pounds. Because they're thinking, sure, he did that. He's a guy. But will making small changes make a difference for women as well?
It will, and I think we may get into this a little bit more later, but women do have a harder time losing fat than men. It is very much true. But it's not an excuse, because you can still lose the fat. I mean, thank goodness, really. You can still lose the fat. It's just a little bit longer process. So you have to have a little bit more patience than the guys do. But you got a good point there. Women do indeed have a harder time losing weight and fat than men for various reasons.
Okay. You said that you stopped the French fries, you changed the milk. Overall, how would you say that your relationship to food has changed?
Well, first of all, let's get it straight. That got me down to 55 pounds overweight. And then I had to make further changes to get the rest of the fat off, for sure. So that's just an initial thing that gets the ball rolling, gets you some momentum, and gets you going. And as for what – okay, go ahead and ask me that question again, because I lost track.
How has your relationship to food changed since you kind of jump-started your weight loss?
That's a good question. I've changed everything about the way I eat. And it's not what you might think. It's not eating all these healthy foods, even though probably 80% of my foods during the day are healthy. I eat 10 to 20% of my foods that are considered kind of, I wouldn't say junk foods, but I eat some chocolate chips every night. I eat ice cream cones pretty regularly. And as long as these only make up 10 to 20% of your diet, you're still getting your treats, but you're also eating the majority of your foods from whole, nutritious foods. So that's the goal eventually, is to get to that kind of a ratio. And that's the way I eat now. I mean, I eat probably 80-20 like that, and I watch my calories. This is the big thing. There's apps like MyFitnessPal that you can use to count your calories, and it's really about energy in versus energy out. So you have to be able to control those things. And so I watch that pretty closely. Actually, now I don't have to count them, because I kind of got it in my head how much I need to eat. But in the beginning stages, it's kind of like training wheels. You need that to get you started and going on the right track, where you know how much you're consuming and what results that's giving you.
That's very true. I know there's MyFitnessPal, and a friend of mine told me about Lose It, which is another site. But there are different ways to do that. But what I loved about what you said is that you still eat food. You still eat real food. And a lot of people think that in order to get in shape, you need to eradicate whole food groups. You need to get rid of all this stuff. But I love your approach, because you're talking about moderation.
Yes, exactly. That's the key word. I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to eat moderately. And it's hard, because what happens is you get in this cycle of dieting, which you're eliminating whole food groups or whatever, and then you get into binging, because you've been depriving yourself so much that you overcompensate when you do eat those things. It's better to stay in the middle, be moderate, and be satisfied with your diet and make it a lifestyle.
Very true. Now you're a personal trainer. How did you start personal training? How did you go from losing, I presume, that last 55 pounds to training people?
Well, I was actually training people at the same time, which is almost like hypocrisy, right? But I was very strong in working out. I looked like a strong man. I had huge arms, a huge waist, a huge chest. I was a big guy, but I was very unhealthy. I had high blood pressure. And so I was working out all during this time, which shows you that working out is not the only thing here. You have to also control your diet or you're still going to be unhealthy. And so it's that combination. And I was a personal trainer then, but as I got older, I got better at business and marketing. So when I was 30, that's when my business really took off and really grew that business and then transitioned and leveraged that into what is now iScienceFit, and it's starting to take off now. So it's been a journey for me and one that I didn't start succeeding in as far as financially with personal training until I was about 30, and I'm 36 now.
Okay, so you brought it up, and we were going to get to it, but we might as well get to it now. Tell me a little bit about iScienceFit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started out that I had a business called CE Fitness, and this was a business that was in-home personal training for everyone. I did actually train the majority women because they seem to be more interested in this type of training, but I trained people, and then they would go on vacation. When they went on vacation, I would train them with my webcam. You know, we would get on the webcam, they're in a hotel, I'm at home. And they would always get off the workout and say, that was a great workout, Jay, just like always, thank you, you know. And so what I started figuring out was this works. And people can't find good, high-quality, top-level trainers in their city. They don't know who to trust. You don't want anybody coming into your home, just anybody. And they can't find high-quality trainers. Well, what if I took my very successful business that was in Lexington, Kentucky, and I started using the Internet to get these workouts to people outside of my little zone of influence? And so I started doing that, and now I have clients in California, Florida, Seattle, New York. So it's taking off. We're getting traction, and I just think it's a really unique thing that's going to help, you know, I'm hoping for millions of people in the future.
So you need a webcam to do it, or can you also do it with your phone?
Well, you need a webcam in order to do the highest level training, which requires you to see the trainer and the trainer to see you. But I also have coaching options. So if you just want a workout sent to you, just want a diet sent to you, of course, that lacks the accountability aspect, but it still gives you the customization aspect, which is also very important with iScienceFit.
Okay, now to weight loss. I know I talked about at the opening of the show women over 40 struggling to lose weight. Mm-hmm. As a personal trainer, what issues have you encountered in this age group? What kind of issues are they experiencing?
Well, when you're in your 40s, there can be a tendency to have a bit of a letdown because you've been trying to look a certain way through your young years, and you can have a little bit of a letdown. Now, this is just individual. You think, well, okay, now I'm going to concentrate on this other thing. But you don't need to do that because women look fantastic and can look – you've seen Christie Brinkley. There's people that go right on, and you don't even have to look like that. You just need to stay in good shape because every age is beautiful. And so I see that sometimes, and I see people come to me and they say, well, I can't get in shape now because I'm 40 and or 42 or 45 or 50. And I say, but you can. You can look amazing. You just have to change your attitude about it. And so that's the first thing is you can look great at any age. The other thing is women in general are about three times as likely to have eating disorders as men. So this can cause a problem. And it can cause anorexia, it can cause bulimia, binge eating, which I had. And so there's a lot of things that women are just more prone to than men in general. And also, there's more water retention that happens with women. So when they lose fat, sometimes they don't lose weight on the scale immediately. and it's very discouraging, but you have to kind of ride that out, and then the water will flush out. So women, their appetite usually changes more when they start to cut their calories. Their appetite goes up more than men's do. So that's another thing. Women usually have stubborn fat around the hips, and that can shift to the midsection around 40, according to when you go through menopause.
Yeah, now you're speaking my language. Speaking my language.
And these are all natural things. These are natural things that your body's going to go through as you reach 40. And men have different ones. Everybody has them, but these are particular to women. And so facing these things as they happen and being able to deal with them and say, there is hope, and I can most certainly look good at any age, that's a big thing that women over 40 need to realize. It just takes a little more patience, sometimes a little more adherence to strictness. I don't want to say that, but you have to be a little bit more diligent with your diet than a man would. But when you give in to that and you understand that and you accept that, then you can start to really get results.
Great. Now, what do you say to the person who might have lived for a while in their 20s and 30s? They didn't need to lose weight. Now they're in their 40s. They want to lose weight, but exercise has never been a priority for them. How would you approach a woman who's never really exercised before?
There's a couple of different ways to do it. You know, of course, I'm talking about my business, iScienceFit. That's one way you get accountability with a trainer that's going to help you and walk you through it. That's, of course, a great option. But let's talk about some other options. There is the start slow option. And what you do with that is you kind of do something like put your shoes by your bed, okay? And then when you wake up, you're going to try to put on those shoes and go take a 5-minute walk or a 10-minute walk. Or you're going to get up, and you're going to do side steps or jumping jacks if you're in pretty good shape already. I don't want to say that, but side steps are kind of like a jumping jack, except you're stepping side to side. And do that for maybe 2 to 5 minutes. And do that for a while. Get in that habit with something small. The thing that happens with January 1st is everybody tries to go from 0 to 60 instantly. And they're like going from no activity to these workout programs that are more than fitness fanatics do. And that can never work, or at least it very, very seldom works, maybe 1% to 2% of the people that started. It's just very, very ineffective. But
true.
If you start
now,
very slow, it can work.
Go on, I'm sorry. If you start small, it can work. Now, let me give you another person. This person might have worked out a lot when they were younger. They were in great shape, but then life sort of happened, and they got away from working out. Now, what dissuades them from working out is the fact that they remember what they used to be able to do. And now when they start, they do it. You know, I used to be able to do back-to-back aerobics classes. And then you get to the point where you're wheezing halfway through one. It can be very demoralizing.
Yes, it's really a mindset. You have to realize and accept that as you get older, things change. You know, we see athletes go through this all the time. They say, but, you know, my mind can still do this. You know, Kobe Bryant right now playing for the Lakers, he's doing his farewell tour. You know, he's going around, and he just can't do it anymore. You watch him run, and it's not that he's out of shape. It's not that at all. It's that he is a different human. His body is different. And he's wiser now. His brain is smarter in very many ways now. But his body will no longer do those things. So you have to be willing to adjust as you go along and willing to change your workout methods. I'm doing different workouts now than I did when I was 26, and I don't recover as well. And so you have to kind of forget that old person and live in the now, live in the present. I had a client who was about 80. And he kept getting these injuries. And his wife would pull me aside because they worked out as a couple. And she would say he's lifting with the 20-year-olds when they're doing he goes to the gym and he tries to do the same amount of weight that they do. And I said, separate from our workouts? And she said, yeah. And it was a real problem because he was injuring himself trying to keep up with 20-year-olds. So you don't want to do that. You want to go ahead and let that 26-year-old Jay go. I'm talking about myself now. and say, what can 36-year-old Jay do and what will be effective for him? And it doesn't take as much working out as you think to get in great shape.
Now, it doesn't take as much as you might think. And I was on your blog, and you said something that really hit me. And you said that fitness is simple.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's super simple.
Doesn't seem that simple.
It's not easy. It's simple. There's a difference. You know, simple means there's this set thing that you need to do, and there's probably, I don't know, 3 to 5 of them, and the top three are probably the most important, which is count your calories, work out 3 times a week, and try to get as much sleep as you can, which I know you're having problems with right now.
Yes, definitely.
We were talking before the show, for those listening, and she's having some insomnia issues, I don't know. Those can really affect you too if you're listening to this, because you're up more hours, and it also affects your appetite levels because your body's trying to make up for something like low energy. But 3 times
a
week,
I find that I eat more and I don't have the energy to work out. And even if I push myself, I'm scared I would injure myself because mm-hmm. I just don't feel like I have the right coordination right now.
Yeah, it messes everything up when you don't get enough sleep. So try to get your sleep. Try to work out 3 times a week for about 30 minutes is all you need, and you can start much, much lower than that. Just get in the habit. And try to control your calories. Those are the 3 big boulders that will get you down the path. And don't worry about the grains of sand, like carb grams and sugar grams and protein grams. These things can come later after you're already a healthy weight.
True. That makes a lot of sense. It makes, you know, because I think, you know, it's a form of procrastination almost when we make something harder than it has to be, because then we don't want to do it.
Yeah, and it rationalizes and gives you an excuse not to do it. And when I say this excuse word and all that, I'm talking about me too. Everybody does this. This is the human way of being. It's not something that is unique to each person. So we all try to procrastinate in some way, and sometimes we look for reasons, rationalizations to allow us to do that. I think you're right.
Okay, and I loved your website. What's your website again? Because I know you have a blog, iSciencefit.com, I believe it is.
Yeah, it's just iSciencefit. It's the letter I and then SCIENCEFIT.com, and there's links to my YouTube channel, my podcast over there. So yeah, check it out. Lots of free info, and you can also sign up if you want.
And I love the blog. The blog is great too. So iSciencefit.com. If you are driving, if you're working, you don't have a pen next to you, look in the show description, because it's in the show description. So the first thing people need to do is really change their attitude, you said.
Yes. Change your attitude. Start small with a little action step and build some momentum. I think that's the biggest tip you can have as far as getting started with exercise and nutrition.
Now, here's one thing I haven't heard you mention, but I want your opinion on it. Drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Dehydration can be confused with hunger. And also, every function in your body is dependent upon water. So drinking water is hugely important. Now, you don't necessarily have to drink a specific amount. This is going to get a little gross here, but you want your urine to be mostly clear, okay? It doesn't have to be like running water, but mostly clear. Keep it like that. And if it starts to get too darkly colored, go ahead and drink some water. And make sure that you're drinking water regularly throughout the day, but don't make it this insane thing of carrying around a gallon jug. You don't have to do that, but make sure you drink plenty of water.
Yeah, I've heard you should drink 1 ounce for every pound, and I'm like, good Lord, I don't drink that much in 3 days. But
yeah, there's a lot of that. Just try to drink more and try to keep your urine mostly clear, and that means your body's expelling a lot of that fluid, and that means it's got enough. What's causing your urine to be dark is that your body is thinking, uh-oh, we're going through the desert. I got to hold on to this water. If I release it, we're going to die. And so you end up having a lot darker urine. So drink enough that you're releasing some of it and your body's got plenty.
Okay, so can you go over that trifecta one more time? We're almost out of time, but what's that trifecta for weight loss? Those three things.
Well, you're going to want to sleep enough, work out, and that's probably 8 hours, 9 hours. It's dependent on the person for sleep. Work out for 30 minutes three times a week. Eventually, you can start smaller than that. And count your calories and make sure that you're eating the correct amount of food. And like I said, you remember how I started. I cut out a culprit, I call them. I cut out something that I knew was bad for me, the French fries, and I started the ball rolling that way. So you don't even have to do all this stuff at once, even, you know, in the best case. You can do it one little step at a time, but eventually you want to be doing those three things.
You know, and as we end, I'm going to talk about something that we talked about in that those few minutes before the show, and that is doing a workout that you enjoy.
Oh, yeah. That's so important. And working out is something that doesn't have to be miserable. Matter of fact, if it is miserable, that's bad because you're not going to get in shape in one workout anyway. It takes many, many workouts, and that means consistency. And that means doing something that you enjoy so you don't want to quit it. And so if you love bowling, go bowl and bowl like crazy for an hour. You know, that's a great start. If you like badminton, if you like, it doesn't matter as long as you're moving. Try to get out there and move. I take walks very regularly. So three times a week I'll walk a few miles. And I love those. And so that's something that I do instead of running or instead of doing something that I dislike.
Yeah, I don't run. I tell people that I have friends that swear by running, and I'm like, the only thing I'm running is bath water. So there are other things I will do, but running is not one of them. So, Jay, thank you so much for stopping by. I love it. Fitness is simple. Sleep, count calories, and exercise a half hour three times a week.
That's it.
And make small changes. Get rid of some of your culprits, as you called them, and you can get there. As a woman over 40, it might take you a little longer, but you can get there.
Absolutely. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much, Jay. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Okay, and that was Jay Scott of iScienceFit. So he brings personal training to your home through your webcam. You can work out with a trainer without a look crazy gym membership and a bunch of lunkheads, like that one commercial says, and without inviting someone into your home, because I know that can be a little weird. So with that, let's move on to something similar. We ended talking about a workout that you love, and I mentioned that I'm pretty much anti-running, but one thing I do love is I've taken salsa dance lessons and loved those. I love dance aerobic videos, so if I can go to Zumba, if I can do something where I'm moving and it's got a little flavor to it, I'm all there, and I've mentioned it before, but it's worth mentioning again, if you're interested in doing it, don't let age be a barrier to taking up kickboxing. I've found that what matters isn't the diet, it's what you do. And for me, kickboxing works. Dance fitness works. Like Jay, I love taking walks. A good friend of mine is a yoga fanatic, specifically hot yoga. She has no desire to kickbox like I do, and I have no desire to do yoga, especially in a room that's 95 degrees. Now, having an exercise that works for you is part of the problem, or part of the solution, let's say. The other thing is having a diet plan that works for you. My same friend swears by Atkins, but it didn't work for me. I don't like a lot of meat. I don't like bacon. I don't like pork. I don't like eggs. So a lot of the things that are staples for her, I just don't like. Now, what has worked for me, even before Oprah got there, okay, what works for me in the past is Weight Watchers. A lot of people don't like the idea of meetings, but as somewhat of a social butterfly, they worked for me. And I also loved the flexibility. Being a notoriously picky eater, I can go on and on about things I don't like. I can find a way to eat that reflects what I want to eat, what I want to do. So if you want to make lasting and effective lifestyle changes, you have to find something that resonates with you, something that works with you, your likes, your dislikes, your lifestyle, and something that you can enjoy. You won't make lasting changes doing something you dread. So find an exercise that's fun. Find a diet that works for you with what you like to eat and what how you like to prepare your food and all of that. And with that, I'm going to end the show and say that if you're over 40, you don't have to resign yourself to weight gain and a lack of health and vibrancy. It isn't too late. It's never too late to make some changes, and changes for the better. So with that said, I'm going to end the way I always do by telling you to get ready, get set, and then go out there and get your health and wellness together.